Yes, you're wrong. The podcast where we talk trash about the things people love to hate and hate to love, and we're your hosts, Shelby and Matt.
And we are here to break down the forthcoming American Civil War.
Yes.
And the various factions and geographical distinctions that are going on in the U.S.
I have a feeling that you and I had very different reactions to this film.
Are you a member of the Loyalist States or the Western Forces or the Florida Alliance?
I think you're taking it too literally. I think you're getting lost in the weeds, as you always like to accuse me of. So I'm excited to see this world reversal.
Oh, no, I feel like I'm not. I mean, we haven't even gotten into this. You don't even know what I feel about this movie other than I did post on Instagram that I hated it.
Yes. Yeah. There was that. That was a telltale sign. But it's always telling what you open these episodes with, you know, which joke you go for, what angle you take. Like, I just feel like there's a lot to glean from just that 5 second launching point. And you're right. I'm making assumptions. I apologize about that. I'm excited to get into this.
I feel like there are few jokes to be made about this movie because it is so depressing. You know what I mean? Like, I was sort of clawing through my mind before we started to try to think about what my opening line would be. And
want to be like, what kind of American? You didn't want to go into that monologue.
Well, I thought about saying, you know, like, wow, I just got a hard on from being in this battlefield, but thought we might get flagged for content or something. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I also thought about doing something that's like, I just love to, you know, develop my negatives on the road. I feel like I've got to do it with my little kit here.
Yeah, because you're an artist.
Right. Like, I know it's the most inconvenient possible way to do this, but I am going to do live photo developing from a burned out football stadium.
That's how it goes, man. You're a film photographer. You gotta, you know, you gotta get those pictures up. Stat. I feel like that's to be expected, honestly.
So. I guess. I'm just like, do we not have digital in whatever this
era is? Well, okay. Kirsten Dunst's character is shot on digital.
Right.
But the newbie, you know, classic Gen Z, she's going back analog. She wants to feel. She wants
to
touch.
It's giving like, let me bring my vinyl collection to the...
Exactly.
To the war-torn Western states or Eastern
creatives,
states or whatever.
You know? They all have their process. So
we are talking about Alex Garland's new movie, Civil War, which is A24's highest grossing opening weekend ever.
Kudos
to A24. I think this beat Everything Everywhere,
Dicks
maybe?
The musical?
Was that the last one?
That makes more sense.
I feel like that was maybe the last big movie, but maybe they had something in between that. I can't remember.
Everything's A24 these days.
Starring Kirsten Dunst and who else is in this movie? Wagner Moura, Kaylee Spaney, Nick Offerman pops up briefly, Jesse Plemons, aka Mr. Kirsten Dunst. Apparently that role, they had somebody else who was supposed to be it, and that person like dropped out at the last minute, and Kirsten was like, my husband can do it.
Yeah. He loves playing a racist.
Jesse, come on.
Come on, you can do it. You're on set. No, cute. A couple who works together stays together.
I love Kirsten Dunst. I love her just in general, but this whole press tour has been great. It's like she can't remember lines from the movies she's previously been in. She sort of went on a mild tirade about how bad people look with filler. I'm like, just a queen. She's like, I'm just going to look old.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't ever hated her, but I have found a new love for her. I think her sort of, yeah, kind of openness, but also ambivalence since the Power of the Dog press tour, you know, I feel like I'm like, oh, yes. Okay. I like her energy. I like her sort of self-awareness and positioning of this as a job more than a constant passion, you know?
But we can't spend too much time on Kirsten Dunst because we might be spending extra time on Kirsten Dunst in the near future.
Yeah. I was like, oh, birthday episode. I have to pick someone. And I feel like she has a fun mix of like very popular, big movies, very artsy, strange movies, a TV show I have yet to, well, two TV shows I have yet to watch. So we'll see if I can get my homework done in time. But yeah, no, we won't spend too long cheering on Miss Dunst here. But Civil War, yeah, this is a movie we've talked about a few times on this podcast just because I remember seeing the trailer for the first time and being like, what is this? Because the trailer reads almost like a Roland Emmerich kind of disaster, mm-hmm. White House down, America's being bombed sort of film.
And it is sort of a White House down.
It is like a White House down. And that's kind of what I was expecting. I don't remember where I saw this trailer first. It was like a big movie and I was like, what on earth? This is so weird that they're going to like, because I was coming at it from, you know, the US of A 2024, thinking about the politics of today and the fear of, you know, civil war and whatnot. And all this like blah, 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 South versus right, liberals versus conservatives, right versus left. And so I was confused if it was going to be like a badly done political statement, like the, what's the let's hunt conservatives?
Oh, The Hunt?
The Hunt,
was
yeah.
Was it just The Hunt? Ah, love The Hunt.
So I was like, is that what they're going to go for? Like a really obtuse, like, oh my gosh, look at these rednecks type thing. Is it going to be like over the top? Like, I don't know. So it seemed very explosion focused from the trailers. And I think that has probably led to some of the big opening numbers it got, but also to some of the frustration that audience members have shared post.
Yeah, it's an interesting movie. I initially got it mixed up with The Confederacy, the like project that the Game of Thrones people were working on. I was like, oh, is this it? Is this what we're watching? Like the a Civil War movie, but it's that the Confederates win or whatever. But it's not that. It has nothing to do with the American Civil War. And yeah, because you think that it would be very political given the time that we live in and Trump and just everything going on. They have gone out of their way over and over again on the press tour to say that this is not a political movie. And it sort of does steer clear of most like political messaging. Like it pops in every now and again, but you really get to the end of the movie and have no idea why America is in a civil war, what the different sides are. There's four different groups, but you don't really know like who they are or what they stand for or what's going on. It's they run into different people from these different sides or people who you don't even really know what side they're on. And it's, yeah, it's very if you're looking for what is actually going on within the Civil War or the context of this world, you are really going to get absolutely nothing from this movie. It does not go in that direction. And it is sort of like a taut action movie in various parts. It is kind of like edge of your seat. It's very tense. There are like shootouts and stuff. It sort of borders on a horror movie in some scenes, but at the same time, it's not like a fun action movie. You know what I mean? It's not like 2012 or whatever, or Monkey Man or something like that. It's much more,
yeah,
it's much more, I don't know, like Saving Private Ryan kind of level.
Yeah, it's a very depressing war film, 0-30 type, like,
yeah,
because it is like photojournalism in war, like that's what it is. It's really just like, it's like taking something like Spotlight and being like, let's get on the ground, guys. So it's like a really technical, I mean, story in that you're following photojournalists who are trying to get to the front line for like this big final battle that's supposedly going to go down. And so it's really just about the tension of these people dealing with their coping mechanisms, their feelings of guilt or confusion about, like, you know, what their purpose is and if their lives even mattered to this point, etc. So it's a lot of hubris. It's a lot of longing stares and tortured pregnant pauses and whatnot, which I really actually enjoyed. I feel like I was surprised by this movie and ended up being very glad that it wasn't so like splashy and over the top. Like, I think this spoke to me in a way that made me feel like I am the target audience. Because yeah. I just feel like it worked for me, and I can totally understand why it didn't work for other people, but like, get on my level, you know, that's let's hear it, Matt.
So the movie follows these like four journalists. They start in New York City, and the politics are generally like sort of confusing and you kind of don't know what's going on exactly, but they're based in New York. Two of them are like photojournalists. Two of them are like written journalists, and they decide that they're going to make this trek to Washington, D.C. to interview Nick Offerman / take his picture. He's the president of, like, I guess what would have been the president of sort of like the original version of the United States.
Yeah, he's the OG, the president. Yes.
And you kind of, and they mention at various points that he's in a third term, and you get the sense from sort of like his posturing at the beginning of the movie that he's not a great guy, but it doesn't really ever get into his politics very much. So they're trying to get there. And so it's sort of like a Odyssey road trip movie where they're in this car, they're driving along, they run into various people, good and bad, along the way, get into different kinds of like tense skirmishes as they head to DC and eventually like get to the White House. You have like Kirsten Dunst, who's this sort of like grizzled war photographer who's done this for forever and is very kind of dour about it. And she is partners with Wagner Moura, who is the writer on the story. And then they're joined by, sort of inexplicably, Stephen McKinley Harrison, who is like an old man journalist from the New York Times. And then also Kaylee Spaney, who is Priscilla, as a young whippersnapper who is excited to be doing her photography for the first time in a war environment and is really obsessed with Kirsten Dunst's character. Mm-hmm. So the director is Alex Garland, whose most recent movie is Men, which we did talk about on this podcast, in which we both hated.
Yeah.
And previously to that, he did Ex Machina, which I think is a fine movie, and Annihilation, which I also hated, and which I think you liked more than I did.
I liked more,
And I feel like with all of these movies, they're all so, so, so depressing. They're like the bleakest versions of these stories where it's just horrible things happening to people. And you kind of get to the end of them and it's like, what was the point of going through that? Like this movie, it's beautifully shot. Like, I think that the directing is good. The acting is really strong. Like, the scenes that they, like, the kind of individual scenes are very tense and interesting. There's a lot of great shots. But it's like, okay, if we're not going to make a movie about what's actually going on, like, politically in the Civil War. And we're just going to have this, like, 2 hour long, like, depressing, miserable slog. It's like, what? Like, why are we watching this? It's not fun. It's not, like, it's, I feel like it's not really saying anything other than it's kind of this, like, I don't know, like, takedown sort of journalists. And I'm like,
really? That's how you felt?
I'm like, in the world that we live in currently, like, I don't know why, like, I don't know what this, what the purpose of this movie is. And
that is so interesting because I feel like it's very pro journalism, very pro anti-war, like, very anti-war, very pro journalist slash photography. And to me, it felt like an echo of what real war photographers go through, which is like the main question of this film is like, we don't ask the questions, we take the photos so other people ask the questions. And I feel like that's the attempt here, is to make especially Americans sit down and actually like face the music on what war looks like, because we're a very trigger happy country who's shipping off weapons, who's like pretending we, you know, you have your Texans and your Southerners who are like, yeah, come and don't tread on me and come and take it type thing. And we have all these like this language about like glorifying war, glorifying like fighting at whatever cost, protecting your own. And I think this movie is begging people to like take a step back and realize like none of this is cool, none of this is fun, and we're closer to this being in our backyard than we'd probably like to admit or think about.
Yeah, I definitely think this is like an anti-war movie. Like, it very much is saying like, look at how horrible this is, like, do you want to do this? Like, no. But I feel like the, and I was reading other articles about this that were sort of saying like journalists aren't really doing enough and they're sort of like self-centered in their pursuits, like that they're that message that Kirsten Dunst's character says of like, yeah, like we can't be the judges, like we take the pictures and send them back so that other people can be the judges, and that like is ultimately like an unsatisfying message in this movie. Like, these people have to be more involved, or they should be more involved, and that journalists are sort of like just
like they're, well, literally like blood, sweat, and tears, lives sacrificed. Like, how else can they be involved? Like, what else? Like, well, I think that power struggle is interesting because it's funny coming from us who already are 7 degrees back, and it's like, well, what are we doing that's more impressive than what they're doing, you know?
Well, just that, like, their motivations all are kind of selfish. Like,
yeah,
they talk about, like, oh, like, I get off on, like, the adrenaline. They're, like, these adrenaline junkies who are trying to, like, beat the other person to the story. Yeah. It's, like, this competitive angle. Like, Kirsten Dunst has that line that's kind of talks about why, like, the good, you know, that's sort of coming from it. But she almost feels, like, completely, like that she had that idealism to start and that now it's kind of not in her anymore. She's just like, yeah, she's just like doing it to do it. And that the other people, the writer who's with her and Kaylee Spaney, are both like just like high on the fact that these horrible things are happening and they can take pictures of it almost. And
I don't think so. I mean, I think it's showing a breadth of characters and motivations and whatnot, but I don't think it's necessarily making a broad statement on like, wow, are journalists just selfish pricks who like get off on people burning to death? Like, I don't know.
I feel like this is so fascinating because I've talked with a couple people about this movie and I feel like, well, and I guess they were also journalists, and I feel like most of the people who I've talked to have had a similar reaction as I did to this, which is like, why are you sort of painting journalists in such like a negative light, especially at a time when I think journalism is like more important than ever. And there's so many journalists who are like, between the Ukraine war and the Palestine situation, like really in the fire and like losing their lives and getting taken hostage and stuff, to kind of come out with this movie that's about journalists, but I don't know, I feel like it's a negative portrayal.
I feel like
of
it's
them.
Kind of pedestrian to be like, oh, they're not all like these saints on a mission, ergo all journalism is bad. I think it's like, I mean, I don't know. I think that's just too like black and white of thinking. And like, even if these are the most selfish people alive, like they still shouldn't be, you know, shot point blank for where they come from or whatever. So it's like the movie itself wasn't like ever like these people deserve what's coming to them or whatnot. Like, I feel like there was sacrifice involved with like the risk and the reasoning. And like, I mean, the journalists like go to save their friends from a crazy, you know, mass murdering racist. So I'm confused by the like getting stuck on this as being an anti-journalism film when I don't think that's even nearer to the top of the takeaways.
I just don't know what else it's about. Like, the it's not about the conflict or the politics of it. Like, they keep talking about how it's not political, it's not a political movie. And like, I guess that there is the message in here, like, war is bad. Like, look, like, it sort of doesn't matter who you are. Like, if you could end up in this horrible situation, so like, don't like war or don't be like pro war, which, okay, great. But like, aside from that, I'm like, what is the message here? Like, what is the, like, why are we watching this movie? Like, what is the point of this script?
Well, I guess to me, I think it's valuable in not just saying like, oh, war is bad, but like actually how close we all are to turning into people who would string up our neighbors or our classmates or hunt down people or shoot. Like, I think that chaos is something that Americans are so removed from. And I think I also came at this film where I had just finished reading a oral history of the Sri Lankan Civil War, which happened through the 80s to 2009, so pretty recent. And you know, there was so much convoluted tension there and politics and whatnot, and everyone had their different motivations for doing what they did, good and bad, every side, good and bad. Like, and I think also there's a lot of echoes with Israel's language around their continued assault on Gaza. And so I think this movie was interesting to me because it takes your everyday American, you know, the people running the gas station, or you know, the girls owning a store trying to pretend nothing bad is happening around them. Like, and I think it asks you to like recognize the sort of uncanny valley, the way people so quickly turn on themselves or like draw these lines that don't actually mean anything. Like, I think it was more an interesting character study on what happens to people when they are put in these sort of violent, reactionary, warmongery positions. And so you see people who don't know who they're fighting for, but like someone's shooting at them, so they have to shoot back. Or, oh, these people tried to rob me, so I guess I'm just gonna hang them out to dry, literally. And so I don't know, I think that was what stuck out to me, was like, you don't see how war is actually like a, like it happens on an individual scale most of the time for everyone interacting with it. And while there might be bigger issues at play and there might be bigger like political leaders or, you know, speeches and whatnot to rally the troops, at the end of the day, it's one person with a gun facing another person with a gun and kind of what that does and destroys about our supposed humanity and like how quickly we can become people digging mass graves. Just because I guess that's what we're doing now, you know?
Yeah, I can see that point of view. And I do think it does, like, there are some really impactful moments, like the sequence with Jesse Plemons and, yeah, the part where they're, like, sort of shooting that house and they don't even know who's in the house and that person in the house is shooting them and it's like, what's the point of this? But I guess I've watched so many like documentaries and things about actual conflicts that are going on in the past however many years, that to sort of like invent a civil war that's sort of feels like nonsensical almost, and then I don't know, to just like drag the audience through such like a hopeless, terrifying slog, and to have these like main characters who aren't developed that well and are their motivations are sort of murky, and I just found it to kind of not like, I feel like whatever it's trying to do, there's other movies and docs and things that have done it better, and this is like so much for nothing. And I kept thinking about Men the entire time I was watching this, which I feel like was similar. It like just was so miserable to watch, like so unsettling. Yeah. And then you get to the end and you're like, what? Like, why? Like, mm-hmm. I guess the general point of this was sort of like, sucks to be a woman, but like, why did we need this? Yeah. And like, what exactly was happening? And I felt the same way with this. And it's like, it's from a UK, like a British director. So it's like, what exactly is he trying to say about like American conflicts? Or, but it almost like doesn't even really say anything about America because of the, you know, it's like, it could have been anybody doing anything on these different sides. And yeah, I mean, I guess I think that I also, because like journalism is my field, it was also stickier for me. You know, it's like, mm-hmm. I know that people who are like doctors like hate watching Grey's Anatomy or whatever because they're like, this isn't realistic, which isn't exactly like the same comparison here, because it's not like, oh, I thought that the way that they were going about journalism was wrong or something. I am obviously not a war journalist. I'm like a fluffy entertainment writer. But I think that like and then this is maybe going to sound like up my own ass a bit, but I'm like, I value journalism like so much. I feel like it is one of the most important fields that we have to be spreading truth and what is happening in the world. Like, I think that the reason why so many horrible things have happened throughout history is because people did not have information. They were given propaganda by whoever their leaders were and just sent off to crusades and wars and things. And now that we have this information, it's so key that it's like accurate and spread correctly. And even working in like entertainment, I think it's so important to be sharing powerful stories and important movies. You know, it's like people are looking to entertainment journalists to a certain degree to like help them figure out what to watch, what to read, and to be able to, you know, support valuable materials, I think is something that was very important to me growing up when I didn't have access to a lot of this kind of stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And is in my only like link to the real world was reading Entertainment Weekly. And I don't know, I just, to have a movie that I think is not like necessarily critical in like a pointed way, but just kind of, I'm like the people who are doing that kind of journalism are doing it because they care a lot about things, and it's a really, really hard job, and it's a really you know, it's like they're sacrificing their lives and their health and so many things to do this. And then to kind of have this movie where, I don't know, they're just like shown as like adrenaline junkies, I thought was sort of like rude.
I can appreciate that, but I find myself feeling like that wasn't the motivations I saw. Like, yes, the one guy like made that statement and he had loud friends, but it wasn't like they, I think it's like comes back to the idea that people contain multitudes and there's different ways to cope with situations. And I'm not going to like sit here and pretend to understand every single motivation of this one fictional character, but I think that's why the ingenue is an interesting bridge, because it sort of felt to me like, you know, she was watching Kirsten Dunst, who's sort of at the end of her career, struggling with the question of, did I even do anything valuable? Like, she's like, I went to these countries hoping that I'd take enough pictures that it would never happen here, that we'd know we wouldn't want to do that here. And so, like, dealing with that feeling of like, what's the point? And then on the other hand, someone who's a little bit more brash, a little bit more like, well, let's just lean into the chaos then, if this is where we're at. And so then her character becomes this someone who wants to matter, and who's trying to count. Like, I think it's telling that both their parents are like from the Midwest, where it's not affecting them, and they both have moments where they say they're out here pretending none of this is happening. And I think that struck me, because I feel like that's what a lot of people do currently. Like, there's a lot of people, especially in this country, who would rather just pretend there's not conflict happening in the world, like pretend blah, blah, blah. And so you do have these war photographers, these journalists who are currently, you know, talking about the atrocities in Gaza or in the Congo or whatever, where it's like, why aren't you guys mad about this? Why aren't you guys doing anything about this? Like, what else can I do to convince you to care if this image of dead children isn't going to move you? And I think that's something I resonate with, because, and I'm sure you do too, where it's like, how are people not like caring more? Like, how are people not caring more? And I can see the question of being like, well, is this movie just dwelling in the negative, making us feel more sad and more dead inside? And like, to what point? And it's just echoing a lot of this trauma, blah, blah, blah. But I think that's what made it more interesting to me, to have this sort of removed from the reality of American politics, and to not like name names or pretend it's like a logical alliance versus an alliance with real cause versus like, you know, like there isn't a right side that we're told to root for. And instead we're on the ground dealing with people who have all their own baggage, all their own motivations, all their own traumas and concerns and questions of like validity of their work and their impact. And I think that was what worked ultimately for this film. So it's interesting that that resonated in a different way for you. And I agree that this movie's like dark and sad, but ultimately I felt like it was kind of empowering or maybe validating or something to the struggle being so often so thankless. And that's true for people who are currently reporting on atrocities and getting no love. It's true for people who are feeling like me, where it's like, why don't people care more about the atrocities that I'm witnessing and reading? And so the like journalism part felt more tangential, where I had total respect for them and empathy for their experiences, even if I felt myself turned off by the creepy playfulness of the main guy, or even if I was like, what are they hoping to get from this like last kill shot? And I think that was just more interesting than it was off-putting for me.
I really liked the line where Kirsten Dunst says something like, you know, I thought that if we took these pictures and sent them back that we could stop this from happening.
Yeah.
Early on in the movie, I feel like she says that to the older guy. And yeah. I wish that they had sort of just like gone further with like that sort of mentality of like, we have done so much to try to get this message to people, and people just are not taking the message. I don't know.
Yeah, but what can you do? You just keep going. And then she's having her panic attack in the final, you know, 20 minutes. And I found that chaos and that like division in the, I don't know. I found it so interesting and realistic and kind of human to, instead of like glorify and glamorize these people as like perfect echelons of morality and like, you know, arbiters of, you know, they're not prophets. They don't have control. And I think that was interesting to watch them all be so panicked, but just like keep going at it because they didn't know what else to do.
Yeah. I think the film just felt messy to me, and it didn't, and in a way that wasn't like a purposeful messiness. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the director thought that he was being, deeper than he was in things, and I just, yeah, it got to the end and I just didn't feel like there was much payoff to the journey. And I don't know, I think that there's a certain level, like I get where you're coming from as well. And I do think that that is like, you know, sort of like a reading of the movie. But I don't know that like most people are going to have that like nuanced of an understanding of it. And I'm kind of like, what, like, this is a big commercial film that's being distributed widely. Like, what are people taking from this in a general sense? Like if my dad goes and sees this movie, like, what is he getting from it? And I don't know. I feel like it's confusing in that way, which is probably why the reviews of this have been so, like, kind of all over the place. Because I do think that it kind of... it's not saying anything clearly enough that it sort of lets you read into it kind of like what you want to see in some ways, or what you, or like in a positive way and a negative way. Because obviously, like, my takeaway of the movie, which is geared towards like my interest in career or whatever, is very like, I feel like, yeah, like I'm picking a certain aspect of it and you're picking a different aspect of it that's connected to sort of the things that you're thinking about on a regular basis. But I feel like,
but didn't you think, like, I mean, because, you know, with the spoilers or whatnot, like when the one reporter like dies saving them, or even when Kirsten Dunst, you know, like, didn't you feel something for them? It wasn't like, oh, they got what was coming to them, or like, oh, these assholes, like, this is what you get when you fly too close to the sun or something. Like, I felt like there was real emotion and caring for these characters.
No, but I sort of felt like that they were kind of saying, like, journalists aren't doing enough. Like, that like, there are these people who are, like, you know, supposed to be impartial, and that they, like, some of them are just too, you know, they're like sort of in it for their own self, and you sort of can't sit on the sidelines anymore. Like, you have to be like involved in what's happening, which I don't think is the purpose of journalism necessarily. And so that's why, like, they kept getting drawn into things when they should have been, like, you know, third party people. But like the ending sequence where they're like going through the White House and looking for Nick Offerman, and then Nick Offerman dies, and then you get the final shots of like the people posing with his body. Yeah. And that's where Kirsten Dunst sort of like sacrifices herself for the Kaylee Spaney character. And obviously there's lots of like imagery going on because they're storming the White House, and it's these like Western, I don't know. There's just so many images and so much stuff that's not fully explained. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like,
maybe you're just supposed to sit with it, you know? Like,
I guess. But like the like even the scene with Jesse Plemons, which I feel like is one of the most is like maybe the best scene in the movie. And he's like asking, it's so tense, and he's, you know, they have this pit of dead bodies, and he's asking people where they're from. And one guy says he's from Hong Kong, and he gets shot. And other people, you know, there's so much like there, but there's also nothing there at the same time. It's like you can sense that there's like this element of racism going on, and that there's like something connected to that. But then at the same time, there's like not, and then you just sort of move on, and we get this weird sequence where they're like driving through a burning forest or whatever, and it's sort of like a music video of some sort. Like, it was just like a lot of provocative things. And then like, I don't know, I like to be able to, like, I'm not necessarily, I don't feel like I need a movie to have like a certain like moral stamp, like, and this is what this means. But if you're going to give me like so many different things, I would like to be able to tie them together in like some sort of cohesive way. And I don't know. I feel like it just wasn't my
vibe.
I haven't liked any of his movies, really. And I think that maybe we're just like on a different sensibility of what we, of the type of movies that, like, me and him, not me and you, but like,
yeah, yeah,
like the things that he wants to say and how he wants to say it is not like how I am receiving messages, and is not the type of movie that I'm like, oh yes, this is like what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I think he's someone who's less concerned with how an audience will, like, he's less concerned with holding the audience's hand, I guess. And he's more like, this is what I'm thinking about. This is what I'm processing. And this is how I'm going to do it. Like, similar with Ex Machina. Like, I feel like so many people had different reactions to that. Like, whether you were, you know, rooting for the dude or rooting for the robot. Like, I just feel like this was an interesting film exactly because he was just, like, forcing a look in the magnifying glass for people who don't always have to face it, you know? But I I liked it a lot. I felt like I got a clear understanding, but maybe that's just me reading into it and presuming that's what was intended. But it is, like, mixed in a way that I do find interesting, where a lot of the TikTok reviews are like, this isn't what I was expecting. I walked out halfway through. This is so boring. And I think that in itself is like an interesting gotcha moment. So I admire that too.
I also just feel like you and I sort of have a different way of like coping with world events as well, where I feel like you are like, not that I'm not a realist, but I feel like you are like much more of a
I'm in the dirt
like sort
I'm
of like stare into the eye of the storm kind of a thing.
Yeah,
and I'm like, no, like humanity, like we as people can be better. Like I am hopeful for the future always. Like if there's no hope, then what's the point of going on? And this movie is definitely like more of your sensibility than mine, because you get to the end and it's just like so dour, and I'm like, you guys, like, but what about the power of journalism? I'm like, what about us as a community coming together, you know? Like, how come we're not talking about that?
It's like they got the shot, they got the, they have it for the records, they have the photojournalism, like they have it, you know? I feel like it is very like,
yes,
hoorah,
but like to what
like
end?
We did it.
I guess.
Well, exactly. That's, we've done all these wars, we've photographed all these atrocities, we have footage of everything from the Holocaust to genocide in like everywhere, and it's just like never enough. And so I think that's what's ultimately interesting, is like you're like, ugh, like this is just, these people are bloodlusty, like look at how violent, oh my gosh, he was, you know, she was asking, you know, I don't know, I think that was interesting. But I do agree that it's probably coming from someone who's more maybe leaning towards nihilism, and someone who's more clinging to
not clinging
and joy for all.
I feel like that fundamentally in life, it's like if you don't have, like if you don't believe that something good can ultimately happen, then sort of what's the point, you know?
Yeah, I want good things to happen, but I think there's value in admitting that more often than not we're leaning into our more craven tendencies.
I know, but you have to fight the good fight anyways.
Yeah, and I think that's ultimately what they were doing, and I think that's, you know, to your point, hurrah for journalists going into the line of fire to get their shot. I don't know, it's interesting. I think it's interesting. I think I like a movie that lets people talk about it, but Matt would not recommend you see it, and I would. So choose your choose your fighter.
I mean, I do think that they're like, this is an interesting movie in that it does have a lot of conversation pieces to it. And also, I did not think it was boring. I mean, again, I love journalism movies, so it's like I find all of that kind of stuff fascinating. You know, when like at the beginning when they're sitting in the hotel and like trying to uplink things and work on the laptop, I was like, obviously I have not been in a war situation, but I'm like, this is basically the same, like this is what happens at every film festival Starbucks you go to. I'm like I have been, you know, everybody's sleep deprived, everyone's like barely hanging on but drinking at the same time and like sort of trying to file stories. So
relatable.
I'm like, I get it, girl. But the So I wouldn't say like this is a, like there's no point in seeing this movie. Yeah, like yeah. I think that there is a lot going on, and I think that it is like very gripping at points, but I, yeah, so it's not like it's not the worst thing that we have seen, or it's not something where I'm like there's no point in seeing this. But I feel like Alex Garland like thinks that he is so smart and so clever and just really like saying things with these movies. And I'm like, I do not think that you are like half as clever as you think you are, and I don't know what exactly you're trying to say. And the fact that he's always like, you have to interpret it, like he doesn't want to answer questions about his own movies. I'm like, well then like girl, what are you like, what is a, like we are making movies to communicate, you know what I mean? Like that's a point of something. Yeah. If you're not willing to, if your movie is not doing the communicating and then you are not willing to help the movie do the communicating, it's like, what are we spending the time and money to make this for? Other than like beautiful shots of people of dead bodies hanging off of overpasses, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But Kirsten Dunst is great in this. She's incredible. I mean, really, all the actors are great, but I'm like, I love that she got this type of role. It feels very like against type for her in a lot of ways. I don't know if this is something that will hang around in the conversation till award season.
Absolutely not.
But
maybe technicals.
But yeah, it's like I do really like her performance, and I hope that this opens up, you know, sort of like another avenue of roles for her. Because I think she can do a lot, and she, you know, does a really good job in this of just like physically showing the weariness of this person the entire movie.
No, very good.
So I appreciated that.
So still a Kirsten fan.
Yes. I mean, always and forever. Honestly, she's the one who got me through this. Like every time where I was like, what are we doing? It's like, you know, you just look at her like kind of depressed face. There's a couple of shots early on where they are at some kind of shootout. I'm like, why? And now I'm like, why were they there? Unclear. They're like at a shootout sort of in an office building. Mm-hmm. And after the people have been killed, there's these shots of her like sort of standing on a balcony outside of the building with the building in the background and the lighting and the smoke. And it's like, this is gorgeous. And she looks incredible in this shot. Like, beautiful. Hanging in the Louvre. Exquisite.
Yeah.
As much as I dislike Alex Garland as a sort of writer, I think the problem with this movie in my mind is the script. I think everything else is great. The script is bad.
Interesting.
Because the shots are stunning. I think that the editing and like the pacing and stuff is really good. Like there's some things are so tense. Like the sequence where they pull up to the like Christmas village thing is great. Yeah. Even the moment where the friends sort of drive up beside them is really good. It was giving Nocturnal Animals.
Dear Lord.
And that sequence. Like even the White House scene at the end is very like tense and well executed. I'll say several good things about the movie, even though
that's
I do not like
I
it.
Really appreciate that. I love when we can turn it around. War blows. That's the main point.
Yeah, war is bad, and we have to stop it from happening.
Yeah. Reporting to you live. Next week we'll have something you'll definitely love to talk about. So
Taylor Swift, oh my gosh, which apparently I've been seeing on Twitter the album has leaked. Have you listened to it already?
Oh no, I haven't.
Oh okay.
I haven't seen any of that.
I don't know. I've been really out of the loop on Twitter. Let me look and see if this is still the situation. Because I was on Twitter, and I saw people talking about the leak, and then I searched Taylor Swift leak. Yeah, it's still doing this. Actually, can you look on your phone and see if this is... If you are on Twitter, or X, whatever, and search Taylor Swift leak, it says, posts are not loading right now, try again. And I'm like, I think that Taylor Swift or whoever, like, shut down the search feature. Because you can search other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't have X on my phone, so I can't. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Well, anyways, I think that Taylor Swift has reached out to Elon Musk and said, hey, can you nix people searching for my leak. What's it called? Tortured Poet Society?
Tortured Poets Department.
I wonder if you just search Taylor Swift if something comes up.
I don't know, but okay. I've got to wrap this up. I got things to do.
Okay. Well, yes, we'll be back next week. The T minus, I don't know, 48 hours until we have Taylor Swift's next album, Dear Lord, not another one, with all 900 songs from the vault re-recorded or whatever.
It's not on new albums, but yeah. I appreciate the language.
I'm sure that she's managed to stick a vault track on there somehow or another. yes, we'll be back next week to talk about that. Also, I have my last round of chemo on Monday. So maybe we'll be back to normal before too long. Unclear. And yeah, thank you for listening. And we'll be back next week. Bye.